الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الله سبحانه وتعالى said, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. I remind myself and you that when we make dua, we need to focus on the greatness and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we understand it. The greatness and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that we cannot possibly understand it. But to the extent that we can understand it. Because only then will there be power in the dua. And only then will the dua be a means of calming and comforting the heart. Yesterday somebody sent me one of these wonderful presentations about the size of the visible universe, and they compared the earth when the other planets and the sun and so on, the Milky Way galaxy and whatnot. And when I was looking at all those pictures, I was thinking that this universe, which is called the visible universe, just to give you an idea, if you hold a grain of sand on the end of your finger like that, and if you put it straight, if you hold your hand straight up like that, and the grain of sand is on the end of your finger, and if you are looking at the grain of sand, the universe that is blotted out by that grain of sand in front of you, that is the visible universe that we know from the Hubble telescope and so on. The space which is blocked out by a grain of sand which is on the end of your finger of your outstretched arm, and that little spot contains billions of galaxies the size of the Milky Way. Frankly, these are words. I mean, I cannot even conceptualize in my mind what that means. Now think about that. That is what one grain of sand blocks out. As somebody said, there are more stars, and the sun is a star. We're not talking about planets or stars. He said there are more stars in the visible universe than there are grains of sand on all the beaches of the earth. Now my point is, if this is the creation of Allah, then how can anyone know what is Allah? How can anyone know what is the meaning of Tabarakalladhi? Biyadihil mulk. Not only this world. Biyadihil mulk. All that we know and all that we don't. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he is the one who has the qudrat over all of this. Over all of this. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Over every created thing. Over every created thing. And this is Allah. Now think that this Allah, for reasons known to himself, wallahi, sometimes the atheist asks this question, there is no answer. The atheist asks this question, what is so special about the human beings? What is so special that you say that you pray to God and, you know, why should God bother with you? I say, I don't know. I really don't know. Why should God bother with me? I have no clue. So when you meet God, ask him. Why did he send us the Quran? Why did he send Muhammad Rasulullah? Why did he give us the privilege of worshipping him? Why? I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I have this privilege, therefore I will use it. All I know is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. وهو على كل شيء قدير. And when he introduced himself, we respond. That is the purpose of introduction. What is تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير? This is the introduction. This is an introduction. And the purpose of the introduction is to respond. And the response to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to say salam alaikum. Response to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make sujood. Is to make sujood. So this is the essence of Islam, and this is the essence of dua. Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him. And when you are asking the one who created all of this, that we know and we don't know, then how must you ask him? Must we ask him with all kinds of fears and this limitation and that limitation and so on and so forth? Or should we ask him as the one who is ultimately limitless, totally and completely limitless? There is no one who can, we can't even conceptualize, we can't even think and try to understand what is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to ask Him like that. And that is what brings comfort to the heart. So, Alhamdulillah, I asked Allah. And after I ask Allah, I don't have to ask anybody else. And I will not ask anybody else. I always make this dua. I say, Ya Allah, I asked you. And after asking you, if I have to go to somebody else, this is not my tawheen, this is your tawheen. It is not an insult to me, it's an insult to you. Why must I go to anybody? I asked you. After I asked you, why must I go and ask somebody else? I will not ask. I will not ask. I will not ask because you said ud'uni. You said ask me. You did not say ask me and then go ask somebody else. You did not say ask me through so and so. You said ask me. So I ask you. Bas khalas. How you give is your issue. You didn't tell me ask me then advise me how to give. No. You said ask me. Astajib lakum, I will accept, I will give you. So give. How you give, you know. You want to give through somebody, most welcome. You want to give without anyone in between, even more welcome. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the essence of tawakkul. The essence of tawakkul is to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. There cannot be tawakkul without understanding the greatness of Allah, because who are you making tawakkul on? Tabarak alladhi bi yadihi al-mulk. This is the one. What can he do? Huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Everything. Anything we can imagine is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that we cannot imagine is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hearts of people, the minds of people, the halat, asbab, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. And so we ask Him. And that's what I want to remind myself and you. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us learn to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with His majesty and grace. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant our dua and to fill our hearts with His nur and with His azmat and with His khashiyat, so that our lives become completely and totally obedient to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.